Anyway, OPBC Online, a ministry of Old Paths Baptist Church. And we are back. And, you know, I thought about this morning, something came up and just, you know, I did this broadcast here, Trump, the Republicans, the Democrats. I changed the title a little bit when I put it on Sermon Audio. All NWO and here's proof, right? So there's that, right? So, you know, there it is right there, right? Get back. What was I clicking on everything here? What in the world did I just do? Okay. So I talked about that on Friday. And it bothers me greatly that there are so many people in my father's generation that they really are stuck in this right-left paradigm. They fell for it hook, line, and sinker. Trump was one of the psyops that they absolutely just melted into. And I'm convinced they still have a man crush on Trump. I'm absolutely convinced of it. That generation, my father's generation, which is like, my dad is 79, and his generation is in their 70s. And that generation from like the 50s to the 70s or the, like my age, 45 to like 70s, they have this like unbeatable man crush on Trump, where he is just like the best thing in the world. Still. Like he actually did something and he's an outsider. And I've showed for years, by the way, before he even took office, I showed you what he was. Before he even took office, if you remember, I showed you what he was. Okay? So it was there already. By the way, I think it's funny. These broadcasts, I am being so shadow banned by YouTube, it is just ridiculous. Last but one says, Trump is an outsider. Okay. Okay, Trump is an outsider. Exhibit A. Here we go. Let's look at this. Okay. Jeffrey Epstein, big child pedophile trafficker. Who's hanging out with him? Donnie is right there. Who else hangs out with him? Bill Clinton hangs out with him. Who else hangs out with Jeffrey Epstein? Alan Dershowitz hangs out with Jeffrey Epstein. Hung out with him. Sorry. He disappeared. He's not dead, by the way. He just disappeared. Ghislaine Maxwell, Leslie Wexner, Prince Andrew in a can. Yes, Prince Andrew in a can hangs out with him. Tom Barrack. Mort Zuckerman. Woody Allen. Oh, there's a surprise. Epstein's not dead. Wait. There's more. But wait, Trumpsters. There's more. Who was the attorney general? Okay. Is that right? Okay. Let's make sure of that. Last but one says maybe he just grabbed a picture with Trump. You know what? You know, stranger things have happened. Maybe that's true. Let's see. Let's look and see. Let's look and see. Okay. Let's just see. Oh, what's this? Wait, what's this? Trump's feeling the rhythm with the rest of the pedophiles. Okay, look, look. Oh, there he is. Dancing with his pink tie. There he is. Sorry about the bad music. There he is right there. That's Epstein picking out the woman that he wants, or Trump picking out the woman that he wants with Epstein. Trump's on Epstein's plane on the flight logs. Took his 12-year-old son on there with him. There you go. Yep. What's he doing there? What's going on? Oh, okay. There you go. Okay, so enough of that garbage. All right. What's he doing there? I don't know. What's Alan Dershowitz doing right there? Wait a minute. Are you saying they're all in the same club, bro? Wait a minute. Wait a minute, bro. Are you saying they're all friends? No way. You mean like when Dershowitz defended Trump? Why? He's a Democrat. Why would he do that? Because they're all on the same team? They're all on the same team. Hey, isn't it weird that the 81-year-old CEO of L Brands, which owns Victoria's Secret, is cruising around with Epstein? Right? So, is it a wonder that, like, the pornographic company Victoria's Secrets is with Epstein, was cruising around with Epstein? Prince Andrew in a can? Tom Barrack? Woody Allen? No surprise there. But this is the one that I really want you to pay attention. Bill Barr. Though Epstein failed out of college, Attorney General William Barr's father managed to get him a job teaching math at Manhattan's prestigious Dalton School in the 1970s. Barr once also served as counsel at Kirkland and Ellis, the law firm that represented Epstein for his obscenely lenient 2008 plea deal. On Monday, Barr said of the review, this is a few years ago, on Monday, Barr said of the review of the Florida federal case against Epstein, I am recused from the matter because one of the law firms that represented Epstein long ago was a firm I subsequently joined for a period of time. Hey, you want to know another one? Ken Starr. Ah! Wait, Ken Starr defended Jeffrey Epstein? Nah! No. Bill Clinton bad. George Bush good. Bill Clinton bad. George Bush good. Donald Trump good. Joe Biden bad. Donald Trump good. Joe Biden bad. Donald Trump good. Joe Biden bad. How about Donald Trump bad? Joe Biden bad. How about you just figure that out real quick? No, not Stephen Hawking. What? In March 2006, Stephen Hawking was pictured attending a barbecue at Epstein's Little Great St. James Island. After flying to St. Thomas for an Epstein-funded conference on confronting gravity. What? What? No way. Not Stephen Hawking. He wouldn't have been there. Well, they all seem to be involved. I don't know what's going on. I'm getting confused. You're messing my brains up. You're telling me Biden bad, Trump bad? What are you doing to me like that? You can't be doing that to me. Biden bad, Trump bad? I thought they were my hero. I need a hero. Like that song back in the 80s, I need a hero. I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero. No. No, I don't think they're your heroes. Harvey Weinstein, what? Alec Baldwin, Ralph Fiennes, Ted Kennedy. No, not Uncle Ted. Not Uncle Ted. Bill Richardson, New Mexico governor. Wait a minute. I mean, you'd almost believe that Bill Richardson, the New Mexico governor over there, look, he'd be helping Epstein run his underage prostitution ring. I mean, that wouldn't be happening there. Not somebody in the government. They're good peoples. They're good peoples. They wouldn't do that. No, you got it all wrong. Got it all wrong. There ain't no way. There ain't no way. George Stephanopoulos? Isn't that a dinosaur? No way. You mean all these people hanging out with Epstein? What? You didn't hear much about that, did you? I know. But however, if YouTube shuts me down, you can see me live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2 p.m. Central only on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. Right? Well, are you saying these dudes are all on the same team? I mean, I don't get it. What are you saying? What are you saying? What do you mean? They're all on the same team? Yeah. Yeah, all of them. And if Trump was an outsider, he'd have been dead. Harry, Jesus' Lord, says, same bird, different wings. You know what me say? Me say, same buttocks. Same poop. Now, so, why don't people see through this? Well, number one, they don't ever think about it. They're told that you need to vote for somebody. Because, after all, you got to vote for the lesser of two evils. And one crazy psychotic pedophile is different than another crazy psychotic pedophile. Right? Well, one is crazy. And I literally see people say, well, if Trump was running for office today, I'd vote for him again. Really? You would? Why? What did he do for you? What good did he do? Right? What good did he do? And then last but one says, so we can't do anything. No, you can't. Hang your head in shame, give up, sit in a corner, and whine like a stinking two-year-old baby about it. You're a Christian. What do you think you're supposed to do? You're supposed to take the Word of God, and you're supposed to preach the Word of God. You're supposed to live the Word of God, and you're supposed to see sinners get saved. You're supposed to raise your family for Jesus Christ. You're supposed to be an example in a wicked world. What are you living for this kingdom for? You're to be living for the next one to come, not this one. It's all going to burn. You know, Christians are wasting their time with sold-out New World Order politicians. Meanwhile, they're watching the whole world go to hell. That's what they're doing. They're watching the whole world go to hell. I'll tell you what you can do. How about you get out there and see some, how about you hand out some gospel tracts? How about you witness for Jesus Christ instead of witnessing for Donald Trump and the Republican Party? What a joke. It's a joke. So what happens? Two sides. Same story. They're doing the exact same thing. And I'm shocked that my independent Baptist fundamental brethren don't even catch on to this at all. They just don't catch on to it at all. They don't catch on to it at all that Donald Trump took the party, what was left of it, which wasn't much, and single-handedly turned it into the Democrat-like party, which is, I mean, they're all the same anyway, but that's what he did. Why? Because it's all it is that, okay, and then your thinking is the thinking of a right-left paradigm. Well, the right's good. The Democrats are bad. Republicans good. Democrats bad. Republicans good. Democrats bad. Well, what about what they're doing? What about what they're doing? They do the exact same thing. Because they're of their father the devil, and the lusts of their father they will do. Neuralink is transhumanism, Teresa. That's what Neuralink is. But I'm not here to talk about Neuralink today. That's part of the beast system. That's what's gonna usher in more of it. There is a deception. And if men can't see the deception now, how will they see it when it gets worse? A lot of people thought Trump was an outsider. I have no clue why they thought that, to be honest with you. I have no idea why they thought Trump was an outsider. I just, for the life of me, I can't. I mean, he's got pictures of Bill Clinton hanging out with him. He's got pictures with him and Hillary and Bill, and it didn't even matter. Second Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. So the Bible says here very plainly that there's a deception. In 2 Thessalonians, we see a deception. The end times, which is a new world order government, it is a government that takes over completely. The government is marked in the end times. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. That mystery of iniquity, that spirit of deception, that lying spirit, is already at work in the world today. It's already at work. Right? Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. That mystery, that Babylon the Great, the spirit, is already at work. The spirit of iniquity, the spirit of unrighteousness, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, is already at work. Already. It is already. It is all the spirit of Antichrist the Bible speaks of. That spirit of Antichrist that shall come and is already in the world. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out in the world. Hereby you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He that is in the world is that spirit of Antichrist. He that is in you is the spirit of Christ. If you are saved by the grace of Almighty God, then you have the spirit of Christ in you. If you are lost and dead in sins, then you have the spirit of Antichrist in you. and they will do the works of their father. The lust of their father they will do. That's why there are only two teams. There are only two teams in the world. There are only two teams in the world today. There is Christ's team, and there is the Antichrist team. There are two spirits in the world. There are two mysteries in the world today. One is the mystery of iniquity that doth already work. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. Right? That mystery, that mystery of iniquity is already at work. And the next one is, great is the mystery of godliness. That God was manifest in the flesh. There is coming. There is coming. That spirit of Antichrist. I mean, the spirit of Antichrist is already here. It's already in the world today. Wherever you have heard it should come, and even now already is it in the world. The actual Antichrist will come on the scene. They have what's called the spirit of Antichrist. And yes, they are human beings. They are possessed by the spirit of Antichrist. This is why it doesn't matter if they have an R behind their name or if they have a D behind their name. Either way, whether it's an R or whether it's a D, it matters not. It matters what spirit they have. And if they are lost, then they have the spirit of Antichrist. It will be a counterfeit spirit like Trump has. Trump has a counterfeit spirit. It is a counterfeit Christian spirit. It is an Antichrist spirit. And it is a deceptive spirit. That's the spirit of Antichrist that is in the world today. That's the spirit that is in the world today. That's the spirit of those that are lost and dead in sins. And that's the spirit that they have. That's the work that they do. The two spirits that are in the world today. It doesn't. There are two teams. You're right. There are. But they're not Democrat and Republican. The two teams that are in this world today are Christ and Antichrist. Those are the two teams. And that Antichrist spirit is a spirit of deception. It is a very strong spirit, a counterfeit spirit. A spirit that is very close, a spirit that is very close. That's the spirit. That is in the world today. Then there are the saved that are to walk in the Spirit, and they are commanded to walk in the Spirit. That is the Holy Ghost. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. And the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Then he contrasts that as the children of God who have the Holy Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit, what they are supposed to do. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Paul gives the instructions here of walking in the Spirit as the children of God are supposed to. So they are to have wisdom and prudence in their walk. And they are not to look at things as the world looks at them. We're not to be spoiled. Colossians 2:8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. See, what I said to you, as far as Trump being their hero, right? I mean, he even admits it. He admits it that he's like the superhero. And he mocks them. That's what he does. That is the height of the spirit of Antichrist, the deception. It's the height of deception. Right? That's the deception that is to come over all the world. It is of the spirit of Antichrist. No, I'm not saying Trump is the Antichrist. I'm saying that he's part of the plan. He's part of the plan. And what Satan wants to do and what we are warned about, we're to beware about. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. That word beware, 28 times. Let's go to the New Testament times. Matthew 7:15. Jesus warns us, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. So in this new world order, there are going to be ravening wolves. They are going to be false prophets. But the Bible says, follow their fruit. Look at their fruit. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Ye shall know them by their fruits. So watch the fruit. So the first beware that Jesus gives us is beware of false prophets. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast in the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Jesus warned. And he said, beware of false prophets. In Matthew 24, he warns us again about the false prophets. In Matthew chapter 10, verse number 17, he tells us, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Again, another warning. He gives us another warning. And what does he say? Beware. He said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents. You know what a serpent is? It's wise in its moves. It's calculating in its moves. To be wise as the serpent is to watch. To be wise. To watch, to keep your eyes open, to be circumspect. That's what he means by that, to be wise as a serpent, to choose your moves wisely. Don't be a fool. Brandon Swanson said, the elite are not done with Trump. Once he is done, he's useless. They will JFK. I don't believe so. The only way I believe that the only way I believe that Trump will be taken out is if he did something he wasn't supposed to. Other than that, they'll reward him with a very long life. I mean, unless God takes him. What I mean is a profitable, wealthy life for him and his family for years to come. JFK went against the order, and that's why he was killed. Not because he wasn't useful to them. But beware. So he says here, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. So he gives you these comparisons. He's saying, sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents. Wise as serpents. No, there's a difference in JFK and Trump. That's why JFK was killed, because JFK would not obey the Pope, and he was killed. And yes, he already was compromised, but he wouldn't go that far. And because he wouldn't go that far, they killed him. That's exactly what happened. It's exactly why they killed him. Not the same as Trump. At all, period. Trump's whole... Everything that Trump does is bought and paid for. But beware of men. That's what he said. As you are wise as serpents and harmless as doves, beware of men. You know, it's interesting, this warning that Christ gives, because betrayal is definitely part of the New World Order's plan. Judas betrayed Jesus. Last night we were reading how, in Baptist history, how, the Inquisitor the Spanish Inquisitor that was among the Albigenses for 17 years and then turned on them. Turned on them and betrayed them. Tyndale, when he was translating the Bible into English, the scriptures into English, when he translated the Bible, the English Bible. What happened to him? He was betrayed. Tyndale was betrayed and finally put to death. Over and over again, scores of God's people have been betrayed into the hands of enemies. Wise as serpents, harmless as doves. There are attributes of the serpent that we're to have, its wisdom and how it deals with matters. But in character, we're to be harmless as doves. That's what the King James Bible says, very plainly. Wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Diego, if you're asking me to go against the Word of God that I'm reading, you're really listening to the wrong guy. I'm telling you the words of Christ. Not what you want to hear, but what God's words say. He said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." If you want to try to change that, that's your problem. I'm reading what God's word says. I'm not going to change what God's word says to make you comfortable. I'm going to read what God says. Don't try to add commentary to what God says in that sense. And explain it away. It's very plain what he meant by it. A serpent is wise when it strikes. When it makes its move, it strikes. It's wise in how it deals with itself. And how it hides and it foresees the evil. No, I'm not right. God's word is right. It isn't about me. It's about what the Word of God says. It isn't about me. It's about Jesus. It's about His words. What He said. I'm just reading what He said. What is written. That's all. I'm not, this isn't my opinion. This is what Jesus said. "And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake for a testimony against them and the Gentiles." "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." That's not speaking of eternal life. That's the salvation of the flesh there. That's what he's speaking of, that they'll be preserved. God will keep you in your life until he takes you home. But beware of men. That's what he warned us of. So you ought to beware of men. You ought to be aware of men. Because men can lead you astray. Men's philosophies can lead you astray. Last but one said, I never understood why he didn't lock her up. Really? No, seriously, really? Like you actually thought that he was going to lock Hillary up? You really thought he was going to do that? When they were all like friends and he contributed to, like, really? No, you're kidding, right? You're joking, right? You're messing with me, right? He didn't do that, Teresa, because he's too powerful. Because she's too powerful. He did it because they're friends. They're all on the same team. Is anyone paying attention? Ah! Is anybody paying attention? Oh, my goodness. This is why I have gray hair. This is why. Oh, my. They're friends. They have the same spirit. They hang out with the same weird underage prostitute trackers. They're the same people. They're not different. Okay, let me liken it to wrestling. Are you ready? Let's say that maybe you didn't watch wrestling. Okay, well, when I was a kid, I watched wrestling, okay? And Hulk Hogan was in the yellow, and he was the real American hero. And he ripped off his shirt, and he went, and the 24-inch pythons, and he kissed the 24-inch pythons. Right? Largest arms of the World Wrestling Federation. All right? Okay. You ready? Okay, so after that, Hulk Hogan left the scene for a while, and the Outsiders showed up. Hall and Nash. And the Outsiders came in, and they were going to take over the WCW. Okay? So they were going to take it over. So there was a match that was set up for the next pay-per-view that would be between, like, Sting and Ric Flair and, like, all these guys to defend the WCW from these outsiders that were coming in. Are you catching me? These outsiders that were coming in. They were called the Outsiders, like Trump. Okay? So then, there was going to be a mystery partner for the Outsiders. And he was going to come in and help the Outsiders take over the WCW. Well, when they were losing at the pay-per-view, in came Hulk Hogan in yellow. And he was going to come in and he was going to look like he was going to defeat the Outsiders. But he ripped off his shirt and the music went, NWO. And he whooped them all, and he took over the WCW for the New World Order. Okay? Literally, that's who Trump is. They're all on the same team. And no, I don't watch wrestling anymore because it's wicked. Vince McMahon is the biggest pervert known to man. He is the most wicked man you could ever find in your entire life. But the male soap opera story is the same. Vince McMahon is a womanizer. He promotes transgenderism. He promotes the LGBTQ. He promotes promiscuity. All that wrestling is a soap opera for men. But the storylines are exactly the same as what goes on in politics today. That's what it is. It's the same storyline. Because that's what they do. That's what they do. And by the way, the same perversion that Vince McMahon did is the same perversion that Donald Trump does, is the same perversion. I mean, the perversion's the same, but Donald Trump was in the WWF. Same thing. Same thing. Because that's what they do. That's who they are. So the reason he didn't lock her up, why would he lock his own kind up? Why would they're friends? Why would he do that? For the same reason that Bill Barr made sure, for the same reason that Bill Barr, the attorney general for Donald Trump when Jeffrey Epstein was in prison, when Jeffrey Epstein was in that holding cell in federal prison, the same reason why the security guards fell asleep and the cameras broke. What? Wait, you trying to tell me the cameras broke? And the security guards were asleep, and all of a sudden Epstein hung himself? Well, I don't believe he hung himself. I don't believe he suicided himself. I don't think he died. I think he's still alive, trafficking women somewhere else. How is it that you do not understand that I spake unto you? Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse number 11. He said, beware. How is it you do not understand that I spake unto you concerning bread, that you should not eat? I spake it not to you concerning bread, that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They're leaven. Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So we're to beware of that. Hey, how about this one? Jesus warns us, beware of the leaven of Herod. The leaven of Herod. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. Oh, who was Herod? Herod was the ruler. Herod had that church-state thing going on in Israel there. Herod put to death would eventually put to death Jesus Christ. Jesus called Herod that fox. Right? You're to beware of that. Beware of the leaven of Herod. I preached a whole sermon on that. See if I can find it for you. Hang on. Here it is. Wow, that was... I preached that way back in 2017. 4/10 of 2017. The leaven of Herod, Trump, and the religious right. Well, there you go. If you listen to that, you'll find out what the leaven of Herod is and the religious right and how they were all locked in together. Trump, and how I liken it to Trump and the religious right, because they were all together in it. Yep. Jesus warned about that, right? Jesus also warned us, he said, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Beware, therefore, lest thou come upon you, which is spoken of the prophets. Oh, here you go. You want to know about the Kabbalistic authorities? By the way, the leaven of Herod? Herod was ran by the Roman government. Herod represented Caesar. Herod represented Caesar. The government of Caesar. Remember, Israel said, we have no king but Caesar. They rejected Jesus Christ, their Messiah, their King. Paul says this. You want the warning of a Kabbalistic Jewish mystery religion? Masonic order? Kabbalistic Jewish conspiracy? It's right here. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. That was the Jews. You're to beware of their antics. Beware of their Kabbalistic Talmud. Beware of those orders. Beware of the Masonic order, right? Beware of those things. There's a warning there by Paul. Paul warns them to beware. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. But beware of them. To beware of, and by the way, those groups are everywhere, that Masonic order, that Kabbalistic order. We're to beware. We're to be careful. We're to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves when it comes to that. Because there is a conspiracy. There is. There is an Antichrist spirit, and they're part of it. And that the leaven of Herod is part of that. Because they work together. When the Jews said, "We have no king but Caesar." When Jesus told them that their house was left unto them desolate. That the temple would be destroyed in AD 70. When the temple was destroyed in AD 70, that changed everything. The priesthood was over when Jesus rent the veil of the temple. When the temple of the veil rent. Then it was over. It was over. And their house was left unto them desolate. For we are the circumcision, he's talking about the heart. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. You're to beware of these conspiracies. You're to beware of this government. You're to beware of the worldwide conspiracy, the one world government. You're to beware of that, that there is a coming religious one world government that will both tie in the religion, will tie in, as we look at Revelation chapter 13, it is there. The culmination of this event. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. They worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" There was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy. This is the Antichrist seed and great authority that is coming. This is that power and seat and great authority. This is that Antichrist spirit that is already now in the world. And this is what's coming. Jesus said in Colossians 2:8, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy," like we talked about, "in vain deceit." What is this Democrat, Republican, right-left paradigm issue? What is it? It's a New World Order issue. It's ushering in the New World Order. It's taking two teams that are virtually the same, but making you think you have a choice between the two. It is the Hegelian dialectic that we talked about. It is the same thing. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. There is philosophy. There is vain deceit. See, what's going on right now is the vain deceit. This one world government is coming. It is marching forward to where all the governments of the world absolutely unite under one head. By the way, that's why you're not allowed to have any distinctions. We are vastly approaching a time that there are allowed no distinctions. The acceptance of the Bible as God's holy word, the foundation of our faith. Secondly, the foundation of the family. The foundation of the family itself. Redefining the family as part of the Antichrist government. But listen, can I help you with something? Would you please listen? Oh my, listen, please. Because some of you just don't get it. Here it is, okay? Let me explain it to you as best I can this way. Okay. So, here's the best example I can give you. Or one of the best examples I can give you. Okay? I'll show you this. Let's see. Hang on a second here. Okay. Here's the example I can give you. The example I can give you is this. The Republicans have put out this fake war against transitioning children, as if they don't agree with that. Transitioning children, the transgender movement, and they act like they're against the transgender movement. They act like they're against the same thing. Okay, so what they do is the Republicans have made you think, right? They've made you think that they're against the transgender movement. However, the same Republican Party passed the Respect for Marriage Act. The Respect for Marriage Act, which I call the Disrespect for Marriage Act, legalized sodomite marriage in all 50 states federally. So they fundamentally changed the definition of marriage from the United States government's perspective. Okay? The Republican Party, 18 senators, voted for this. And hundreds of House members. Okay? Daniel 7:25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. And shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Now, I want to show you some. This is that spirit of Antichrist. And think to change times and laws. They single-handedly changed that definition. So your Republican Party, you that are stuck in the right-left paradigm, accomplished exactly what the transgenders wanted them to do in the first place. Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you understand that they push the same agenda? Nothing is different. They did the same thing. They did the very exact same thing. So now the federal government defines marriage as marrying whatever you want to. Do you see how neither one of them are any different? They're the same. They're working for the, look at the fruit. No pun intended on the fruit thing. So their pretended outrage against the LGBTQ? Not there. There is no difference. Remember, I showed you. Trump at Mar-a-Lago having a log cabin Republican sodomite event at Mar-a-Lago. On the day after the Sodomite Marriage Act was passed. Celebrating that act. In the last broadcast I did, do you see that? Do you see how they accomplished the very exact thing that the LGBTQ movement wanted to? And then, now are you ready? Here's another one. So the pretended animosity. Are you listening? Are you ready for this one? There's a pretended animosity between in the LGBTQ community of pervs. There's a pretended animosity between the transgenders and the sodomite agenda. It's all a game. Because the Republican senators, all that does is show a fake war. Okay. Just like the fake war between Bill and Hillary, or Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. What happened right after Donald Trump was elected? He said, we're not going to prosecute her. We're not going to put her in jail. They've been through enough. We're just going to let them go. We're just going to let it go and unite the country and move on. Wait. Yeah. So then it was over. All they do is create enemies that are phony, that they're not really enemies. They create the scenario that they want you to follow. That they propagandize you They propagandize you to be enraged about something. So the FBI orchestrated January 6th episode was Trump, Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Schumer, Mitch McConnell, a.k.a. Orville Redenbacher. Man, look, I got to show you Orville Redenbacher. Let's see if we can find him. Let's see. Orville Redenbacher. Oh, here he is. Orville Redenbacher. There he is. There's Mitch McConnell. There he is. It's Mitch. It's Mitch McConnell. It's Orville Redenbacher. Good popcorn. Orville Redenbacher. Good popcorn right there. It's Orville. Orville. Orville! Okay, anyway, sorry. Back to more serious stuff. All of them, it's all put on. No, did it really happen? Yeah, because the FBI made sure it happened. They made sure of it. Like, they made sure it would happen. You mean like they did it on purpose? Well, yeah. Yeah, they did. They did do it on purpose. Well, that's terrible. Well, of course it is. And yeah, they trapped those poor people. I'm sure they did trap those poor people. And I'm sure those poor people have been, their rights been violated and everything else. But that was all set up by all of them. All of them are involved. Do you really think? Hey, I got a question for you. Okay, are you ready for this one? Are you listening? Do you really think that all those fat white dudes in fanny packs and the crazy guy with the coonskin hat was really gonna take over the Capitol? Do you think that? Like, does anybody really think that anybody was in any danger? Like really? Like, did you ever visit the Capitol after 9/11? Did you ever? I did. On my fifth anniversary, I visited the Capitol. You know who's standing outside there at the Capitol? No, seriously, really. After 9/11, you know who's sitting out there at the Capitol? Big, huge dudes. And they're reminding you of the video game. Bad dudes. I mean, they're big. These dudes are big. And they got copter droppers. You know what I'm saying? These dudes are huge. And they got huge copter droppers. Copter droppers. And they're holding them right there. I know. I visited there on my fifth wedding anniversary. Dudes are standing outside their arms bigger than my stinking head. Do you get it? I mean, huge! Dudes, and I'm not kidding you. And you really think them those fat dudes with fanny packs on and the stupid guy with the coonskin hat putting his feet up on Pelosi's desk, and like they took like it was a really dangerous coup. It really was. I mean, seriously. I mean, you seriously have to be dumber than a box of rocks if you actually believe that. I got another one for you. Here's another one for you. Okay, are you ready? Here's another one for you. Trump's the president of the United States. Ready? Trump's the president of the United States. Minneapolis is burning to the ground nearly in certain spots. Back when Trump was president. BLM, Antifa, your Antifa. Any of them. Right? So all this is going on there, right? In Minneapolis. And they're rioting and burning. It looks like Gotham City. I have a picture in one of my PowerPoints, and it literally looks like Gotham City. No joke. It looks like Gotham City. All right? Now check this out. You ready? Trump stands there and he goes, well, I was waiting for the national, I asked the governor if he wanted, and the mayor if he wanted me to bring in the National Guard. And they didn't give me the go ahead to do it. Okay. I got a question for you. How come when they burned Waco down to the ground, how come they didn't wait for any National Guard or any permission from anybody? They just went in there and the U.S. federal government just burnt that place down to the ground and killed all those little kids. Why? How come Trump didn't ask for any permission when he knocked off all those terrorists? Oh, well, that's U.S. soil. That's why it's on U.S. soil. Oh, really? You think so? You think that's why? They do whatever they want when they want to. They did all that because it was planned. Every single bit of it was planned. Do you think they care about doing another Waco? You're smoking your socks if you think they care about that. They'd murder God's people in a heartbeat if God let them. They would murder God's people in a heartbeat if God let them. And don't you ever forget it. It's exactly what they would do. That's who they are. And they're all like that, too. Every single one of them. And unfortunately, you can't trust any of them. Because that's what they do. And it's all part of their plan. All part of the plan. Exactly the work that they do. Exactly the work they want to do. So think about it. Maria said, but wasn't David Koresh saying he was Jesus? Yeah. And he went to hell too. But I don't want to send him there. I don't want the federal government burning the house down with a bunch of little kids and killing all of them because he said he was Jesus. You search your New Testament over and over again and see if God wants us to murder people that are false believers or that are liars or that are antichrist. because they were all working for the FBI and the CIA and and every other group. That's who they are. They infiltrate every group. Okay, here's the thing. I might switch my topic on Friday when Brother Andrew and I are doing a special broadcast, and I'm thinking about doing figuring out if I can get kicked off of YouTube quicker, I guess, and see if I can. I want to talk about the CIA propaganda. I think the CIA propaganda and FBI propaganda in America today, and how they have the multiple ways that they have propagandized everybody in America today. The way they do it, from Hollywood, from news organizations, from everything. I have no idea what you're talking about. Teresa Arvidson said, I don't necessarily think that's evidence of incest. She's incest. She's a beautiful girl. I have no idea. They didn't want to capture them. They killed them. Of course Koresh was an agent. He was working for the government. That's besides the point. Those children still died. Duh. I already know. I know exactly who they were. Most of them work for the United States military and the government, the FBI, the Army, and any other group that's out there. Of course they do. The point is that why do you trust these people? Why are Americans so fooled by the right-left paradigm? Because that's what the government does. Why did they stick people with the Jesuit jab and people are dropping dead? Somebody asked the question, but why kill women and children? Well, what do you think they're doing with the Jesuit jabs? Why do you think 40-year-old men are dropping dead? Seemingly healthy 40-year-old men just dropping dead. Well, because they couldn't kill them with COVID, that's why. So they killed them with the shot instead. And then they're going to make up something called long COVID, right? And say, well, they just died of COVID. Heart blew up because they got COVID. Well, ain't that the craziest thing in all the world? Got COVID, couple years later, died. You wouldn't think they'd be doing that, would you? See, that's, I know it all sounds like crazy conspiracy stuff, but my question is, why do you believe any of them when they talk? I don't know who Flumist is, but I'm sure I'd stay away from him, whoever he is. You think about that. That's why Jesus told us, beware of men. You and I have to follow the scriptures. We have to trust the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct our paths. Our loyalty belongs with the Ancient of Days. That's where our loyalty lies. Teresa Arvidsson said Obama passed the same-sex marriage act. Obama couldn't pass the same-sex marriage act. Obama could sign it into law, but the Congress and the Senate had to pass the same-sex marriage act. Senate passes Respect for Marriage Act. Here it is, right here. The vote on the bill will protect same-sex marriage and interracial marriage was 61-36. There you go. Which applies to both same-sex and interracial marriage, would require that two people be considered married so long as their marriage was legal in the state in which it was performed. The act also repeals the 1996 law defining marriage as between a man and a woman, which has remained on the books despite declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court in 2015. Old Mitch gave his token vote against it. Oh, yeah, he's against it. Critics of the bill say, though that it does not go far enough with LGBTQ protections, part of the amendment says that religious organizations do not have to marry same-sex couples, which would allow groups to continue to be homophobic. Yes. Homophobic, right? Scared of homos? Yeah, why not? I'm scared they want to be around my children. Yes, I am. I am scared of that. Absolutely. No bones about it. I am scared of that. So why can't they figure it out? Because they don't follow the Lord's instructions to beware of men. Beware of vain philosophies. Beware of the rudiments of this world. Beware of that they don't believe that there's a conspiracy to deceive the whole world, and it's the right-left paradigm. To deceive Americans. It's the right-left paradigm. Okay? Here's another example. Here's another example. So all these Republicans get on and make fun of the bumbling fool Joe Biden, right? He bumbles along. He's a bumbling fool. He does all this stuff, right? Well, that bumbling fool has got everything he's wanted. He wanted this $1.8 trillion bill. He got it. He wanted the Same-Sex Marriage Act, the Respect for Marriage Act. He got it. Everything that he's asked for, they've given him. Everything. Everything. Why? Well, he plays the bumbling fool part so they can pass everything. He plays the part. Just like Trump plays the part. They all play, and then the outrage from Jim Jordan. How about this, right? This is another hero. This has been put underneath, this has been swept under the rug, right? There you go. So these are all your heroes that are on the same team covering everything up, making sure everything goes away. Why? Because if they really do enact any change that's meaningful, they're going to die. They're not going to make it. If they were real, they either will not make it or they will die. So what's the answer? The gospel. What's the answer to break out of this? See things scripturally, not what you want them to be. Because you're told you have to vote for Republicans or Democrats. Because after all, if you don't vote for Trump, it's a vote for Hillary. If you don't vote at all, it's a vote for Hillary. Right? That's what they tell you. If you don't vote for Trump, then it's a vote for Hillary. If you don't vote at all, it's a vote for Hillary. You got to choose the lesser of two evils. What if they're both stinking evil and they're cut from the same mold? Why vote for them at all? They didn't change anything. By the way, here's another one. Okay, so people are happy that Trump put in the Supreme Court justices, and when he put them in, they kicked out Roe v. Wade. But what did they come short of doing? Well, I maintain to you the only reason why they did that with Roe v. Wade was to cause both sides to war. Okay? I believe in a woman's right to choose to kill her baby if she wants to. Right, we know you do. You believe in murder. Okay, we got that. And then the other side of it was, okay, but what did they not do? Those Supreme Court justices did not state emphatically that that baby is a human being and has the right to live. It has the same rights as any other individual in the land. If they would have done that, abortion would be abolished everywhere. But they didn't do that. Why? Because they wanted that Jesuit fervor. They wanted that war on both sides. All they had to do was tell the truth. All they had to do, if they're really Catholics, if they're really Jews, if they're really conservatives, then why didn't they just say that a baby is a human being that has the same rights as any other human being under the Bill of Rights? Recognized by the Bill of Rights. They have God-given rights to exist. As recognized by the Bill of Rights. They didn't do that. Why? Because they really don't care. It was done on purpose. They didn't rule on that because they don't believe that. And they don't care. And by the way, you want to know the bigger, you want to know the bigger, conspiracy in it all? All these patriot people are being round, that are moving, are just being rounded up to be easily found. If you can get all the patriots or Christians or whatever you want to call them, if you can get all of these people that lean towards that direction gathered in Texas and in Florida and the rest of the country to be completely depleted of God, any God-fearing people at all, well, first of all, you have all the people rounded up. And they're all right there. And then they just take over Texas and they take over Florida. They already have it anyway, but they take it over. And then they have all their people there. Because they're all rounded up. They get them off into cells so they can promote their civil war. Because that's what they want to do. They want to push a civil war. You better figure out real quick that you're being played. Kenan Sturman says, Mike Prisoner, who served in Iraq, interview former Guantanamo detainee Mansour Adayefa. He says Ron DeSantis did not stand up for their rights. He betrayed them and participated in their torture. Kenan, email me at salvationpreacher@gmail.com. Salvationpreacher@gmail.com, because I'm going to be doing a broadcast on Ron DeSantis, the next Republican Messiah. So get it out. Get that to me if you would, please. Salvationpreacher@gmail.com. Send me any information on that that you have. I would love to see it. Because I know he was part of the Grand Inquisitor. He was part of the Jesuit torture treatment over there in Guantanamo. He's been trained to do it. He was trained the whole time to do it. I just took a brief little look while I was live with you on Friday. I did it exactly the same time that you saw it. Was the first time I looked at it. And I looked at his bio from Wikipedia. And that's who he was. Looking forward to it. All right, everybody. What's the answer? Jesus Christ and him crucified. Get out there and preach the gospel. Get out there. And by the way, listen to me. I'm not some cynical man over here that's just wore out by the two parties, so I can't take it. No, this is the same message I've been preaching for years. Preach the word. Be in sin in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrines. But they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Preach the word. Preach the blood, the book, and the blessed hope. I'm not discouraged by any of this. Because God showed us in his word exactly what's going on. What spirit these people are of. I'm not stuck in their right-left paradigm. They're not going to tell me how to think. You want to know the answer to it? I'm going to show you what the answer to it is, friend, right here. And you Trumpsters need to listen up. You got trumped. Trump! Here's the answer. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Of course you can't preach, Maria. You're not called to, yes you are, you're called to preach to your children. You're called to take the Bible out And that don't mean lifting up your voice like a trumpet. It means sitting down with your children and teaching them the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is discipling your own children. Would to God we had a million women today in America that saw their duty to disciple their own children and see them get saved. We would shake the world for Jesus Christ. It is the renewing of your mind. Your job is just as important as mine. I'm going to go to that. Let me see here. Let me go to my... I don't know what I did with that. Oops, hang on a second. I want you to listen to this sermon when you get a chance to. Let's see. Let's go to sermons. Man, we put out a lot of material. Good night, look at all this stuff. I hope people are listening to, I mean, I can tell they are. They are listening to it. It's everywhere. Let's see. Here it is. Here it is right here. You listen to this sermon, you get a chance. Keys to spiritual success. Transformed and renewed minds. Your political outlook, your politics, everything. But that's not what a woman is to do, Maria. You're supposed to be the best lady that God wants you to be in the place that God's given you. You have precious little souls that are right before you that need the truth. Daniel 12:3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. You need to change your thinking. That's what you need to do. You got a bunch of lost politicians and you're thinking they're gonna save the day. They ain't gonna save the day. They're gonna sink the believers. Believers are gonna be sunk by that because they're gonna be deceived by it. All right.